Kerry Murphy at Auto Club Speedway with Eric Almirola. You just hopped off the racetrack. How's your car so far?
Our car's pretty good. The Medallion Ford is pretty fast. We just tried some things there. We spent most of the time in qualifying trim, so I think we got a pretty good handle on what we're looking for qualifying here this afternoon. And tomorrow we'll work on our race package and get ready for Sunday.
Very cool. Now, you, since the last time we talked, you kind of hooked up with a pretty cool car. You got the 43, you got the Petty Blue on your fire suit. You got to be pretty excited.
Yeah, I really am. What an honor it is to be able to drive that 43 car with all the history behind it, with Richard Petty as my owner. It's a really special opportunity for me, and I can't wait to continue through this season and just keep building. You know, I'm still relatively new to the Sprint Cup Series, and this is my first full-time opportunity. So going through some learning curves, which I knew that coming in, but just continue to, get better and better each week and really really just progress. And I've had a lot of fun, so it's been great. I'm really thankful for the King to give me this opportunity, and to have Marcos as a teammate's a lot of fun too.
How did the deal come about? Did you pursue them or did they call you?
They called me. Yeah, I was all set. I was ready to go race that 88 Nationwide car for Dale Jr. again this year, and we were making changes over there and making some progress on what we thought we needed to do to contend for a championship. And I got the phone call right before Christmas, and Richard Petty asked me if I'd come drive his 43 car. So that was
How do you say no to that?
Yeah, you don't. So that was a really special moment. I'll remember that for the rest of my life. But it was hard to leave Junior Motorsports. I've felt like I had a really good home there, and as soon as I found out about this opportunity, I called Dale and Kelly both and talked to them and just expressed my interest in the ride and asked them their thoughts. And I wanted to make sure that if it was a good opportunity for me, that I didn't want to leave on bad terms. And both Dale and Kelly were very supportive of me moving over here, and they both gave me their blessing and told me that, you know, they started their Nationwide team to be able to give guys like me and Brad an opportunity to move up to the Cup Series and make a name for ourselves. So Junior Motorsports was a building block for me, and you know, it gives them a lot of credit as a Nationwide team to be able to get guys up into the Sprint Cup Series.
How hands-on is Richard as an owner?
Very hands-on. He's, he's won 200 races, so
yeah.
He's pretty good at this stuff, and he has a lot of knowledge about the sport and about these race cars. And, you know, these cars, they change, they evolve, but the basics are still the same. The basics don't change. And that's something that, you know, he's got a lot of knowledge on, is just how to do all the small things right. And if you do that and prepare back at home, when you get to the racetrack, everything goes a lot smoother. So he's very instrumental in our race team, and has a lot of knowledge and has a lot of input in our race team. He's very hands-on.
How about Marcus Ambrose as a teammate? Obviously, he's got a pretty good handle on these ovals now. I think it's really going to come into play at the road courses. You might lean on him a little bit.
Yeah, heck, I lean on him on the ovals too, not just the road courses. But I feel like Marcos as a teammate's been great. He's got a lot of character. He's a really good race car driver. He's really talented. So I learned a lot from him and his technique and his driving style, and I'm sure I'll learn a tremendous amount when we go road racing for sure.
What are your thoughts on the whole Bristol situation? Not too many fans in the stands. Bruton Smith, the owner, considering ripping the place up. Seems like good racing to me, though.
Yeah, it's a hard deal. Everybody wants side-by-side racing. Everybody wants everybody to be right on top of each other. And we want to be able to race two and three wide. Well, we get that at Bristol. I mean, you got 43 cars on a half-mile racetrack that are running two wide and sometimes three wide. So from that standpoint, I don't see how you make it any more exciting. But I understand when we make green flag pit stops at Bristol, that's unusual. And fans want to see crashes. We all get that. Fans want to see cautions because that jumbles the whole field up and gets us all to restart right on top of each other, and it's exciting. So I understand all that stuff, and I think Bruton's got a tough task on his hands, because good racing is what you saw the last few races at Bristol. You know, there's guys battling side by side. It's just, they put on an awesome show, but at the same time, we're not tearing a lot of cars up, and we're not getting a lot of cautions. So It just depends on the fan and the circumstances.
This week, the ruling on the 48 team. Do you think that might open up some floodgates? The crew chiefs maybe walking that gray area a little more now that they know they can maybe get away with some more stuff?
Maybe. I think a lot of these crew chiefs try and walk all the gray area they can, you know. It's so close. It's so competitive what we do. And you're always looking for that an advantage. Every single guy in this garage is. So if you can find an advantage and hold on to that advantage for a little while before everybody else catches on to what you're doing, that's where results come from. So, you know, those guys over on the 48 have obviously been doing something right the last few years. They've won 5 out of the last 6 championships. So, you know, you always look to push the gray area, and I don't think that's ever going to change.
A nationwide series seems to be, you know, separate now after last year's ruling that, you know, teams or drivers had to go for one championship. You know, we're seeing nationwide series winners only. Coming from that series, now you're in the Cup Series. What do you think of that?
I think it's great. You know, I wish I would have been able to get a Junior Motorsports car to Victory Lane last year, but I think it's great to for the Nationwide Series to have their own identity like they have now, and for less and less Cup guys to be racing over there, to give those guys, I mean, we still have quite a few race over there, but there's less than there was 2, 3, 4 years ago. So I think it's just outstanding to be able to give the Nationwide Series guys a platform to be able to race on and get noticed, be seen, and to be able to have an opportunity to be able to step up to the next level.
Okay, you're racing this weekend at California or Auto Club Speedway. Next weekend is Martinsville, complete opposite tracks.
Yeah, you couldn't get much different. 2 mile, really wide, sweeping racetrack, and then we go to a half mile racetrack that has hairpin corners. So very different racetracks, but you know, that's I get the luxury of just showing up and hopping in and driving. The crew guys and Greg Irwin, my crew chief, have the harder jobs of trying to set 2 different race cars up, one for here and then one for when we go to Martinsville. So that seems a lot more challenging. As a race car driver, we learn to adapt at whatever racetrack we're at. So when we come here, we're wide open on the gas as much as we can, and when we go to Martinsville, we're hard on the brakes as much as we can. So just 2 totally different driving styles.
All right, Eric Almirola, thank you so much for being on the final lap, and good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.